Ever get the feeling that some people, they just kind of radiate good vibes? Like, no matter what life throws at them, they always seem to bounce back, see the bright side. Well, today we're taking a deep dive into that very thing, the inner optimist. We're going to be looking at, let me see, J. Tamar Stone's March 2025 blog post called The Inner Update, Cultivating Your Inner Optimist. It's based on her card deck, Selves in a Box. So by the end of this, hopefully you'll not only understand what your inner optimist is all about, but also how to make it work for you, whether it's already kind of front and center for you or something you want to develop more.
Sounds good.
So right off the bat, Stone's blog defines the inner optimist as this inner self that sees the best in everything and radiates enthusiasm.
Right, like your own personal cheerleader.
Exactly. But here's the thing, and this is what I found really interesting.
Okay.
She's not saying you got to ignore problems or pretend everything's perfect.
No, not at all.
It's more about, approaching life with this resilient spirit, this underlying belief that even when things are tough, they have a way of working out.
I think that really connects to the idea of what they call post-traumatic growth, in psychology, where people actually find strength and meaning in overcoming adversity. It's not about denying the bad stuff, but transforming it.
Yeah, that's a really powerful way to look at it. It's like that saying, right? Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain.
I like that.
Speaking of rain, I remember this one time. I was absolutely convinced I could win this pie-eating contest.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I was so sure of myself. Let's just say my overconfidence didn't exactly lead to victory. It was messy, hilarious, and taught me a valuable lesson about, well, about balancing optimism with a dose of reality.
Yeah, I think we all have those pie in the face moments, right? I mean, I can think of a time I invested in, well, it was a business venture that turned out to be anything but what was promised. Guaranteed, they said. It definitely, I'd say it tempered my optimistic outlook, taught me the value of due diligence, let's put it that way.
Right.
But your story also brings to mind those two spectrums that Stone talks about, the primary optimist and the disowned optimist.
Right. So if your inner optimist is primary, it means you naturally see the glass half full, but maybe you need to like check yourself sometimes to avoid those pie in the face situations.
Yeah, you're inclined towards the positive, but tempering that with realism can save you some trouble. And then there's the disowned inner optimist, where maybe you tend towards doubt and negativity, but, and this is the good news, you can cultivate that optimism. Stone suggests, she suggests starting with noticing like those little sparks of joy in everyday life, reframing challenges as opportunities to learn and grow, giving yourself permission to dream big.
I love that. It's like you're not forcing yourself to be happy all the time, but choosing to shift your perspective, be more intentional. So how do we actually do that? Like, how do we bring the inner optimist to life, in a way that feels real and makes a difference?
Well, Stone outlines, let's see, four practical steps. The first is what she calls inner awareness. And it's not just about feeling good, it's about noticing your thoughts and how they impact your actions. Are you lifting yourself up? Are you lifting others up? Or are you, getting stuck in those negativity traps?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Next is compassionate balance. It's like optimism with a backbone. You see the reality of the situation, but choose to approach it with hope and a proactive mindset.
Right, so it's not about naive optimism, but using hope to actually inspire action, like focusing on solutions instead of just dwelling on the problems.
Exactly. Then there's connection with others. Imagine, right, the ripple effect that happens when you make a conscious choice to encourage other people to recognize and acknowledge their own inner optimists. It creates this upward spiral of positivity. And then the last one, Stone talks about self-inspiration. And this is where things like gratitude journaling come in, setting goals that really excite you, and cultivating a deep trust in your own unique journey.
It's really interesting how all those elements work together. Like you said, it's not just about putting on a happy face. It's about this deeper inner resilience and then sharing that energy with the world.
Yes. And what's so great about Stone's approach is it's not about turning into some, I don't know, relentlessly cheerful robot. It's about integrating that optimistic energy into who you already are to become more balanced, inspired, and connected.
So think about this, everyone listening. We all have this inner optimist inside, waiting to be discovered and nurtured. And, as you do that, you might be surprised at the ripple effects it has, not just in your own life, but in the lives of the people around you. What if cultivating your inner sunshine is one of the most powerful ways to make the world a brighter place? Something to think about.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's a wrap on our deep dive for today.
Until next time.